I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. Department of Justice has sued the state of California over its voter-approved redistricting plan. So this joins the ACLU suit against Texas legislature's plan. This intensifies the battle between the two parties over congressional control, as well as shows the differences of the two parties regarding people of color, as well as resharpening the knives between Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom. Are these suits the same or very different? They will most probably end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. So let's go through it. In California, this was the Newsom-promoted Prop 50, which ultimately passed by a wide margin in response to the legislature-passed Texas plan, which should add 5 Republican seats. That's Texas. The same in California, except Democratic seats. The DOJ suit claims, quote, California's redistricting scheme is a brazen power grab that tramples on civil rights and mocks the democratic process. It will silence millions of Californians, the suit says. The core argument is that it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The Texas redistricting plan suit was filed by the NAACP. It says the state of Texas is only 40% white, but white voters control over 73% of the state's congressional seats, that the mid-decade plan is racially motivated, and says violates the 14th Amendment as well. The DOJ California suit says California uses race as a factor to advance political interests, meaning it claims California will give Latinos in particular a louder voice on elections. It says Latino demographics and racial considerations predominated. So the arguments are very interesting. Critics of the Texas plan say it silences black and brown voters, and critics of the California plan says it gives Latinos a larger voice. This is becoming more than just redistricting for House seats. It may show the difference in the parties and how they view the vote of people of color. So if both cases are based on the 14th Amendment, when they ultimately get to the Supreme Court, will it group them together? The systems were different, the California plan being approved by voters, Texas by the legislature, and other states adopting new district lines as well now, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio, with possibly more in the pipeline. And there are the political ramifications. Trump has been involved since the inception of the mid-decade redistricting campaign in Texas. Newsom, the mover between Californians, has become Trump's main nemesis and could end up running for president. So questions. Are these cases similar enough? They seem to both be based along racial lines. Could the Supreme Court rule that both violate the Equal Protection Clause and throw both of them out? What would happen then? Will the arguments be interpreted differently and one ruled constitutional and one not? Does this become a racial issue that should be watched? Does this show what both parties feel about people of color? Will this become a very loud and open verbal clash moving forward between Trump and Newsom? Any of that make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.